We are doing the Drashot Haran, and we're up to page Mem in the Shalem edition, page Kuf Tet in the Mosad Harav Kuk edition. And the Ran had explained to us that Moshe had asked God, why is it that you've placed this speech impediment upon me that I cannot speak clearly? The Ran had explained the philosophical concepts behind it, the importance of the man who would be the basis of our faith, the man who would be the emissary, the prophet, the go-between, so to speak, until we ourselves got prophecy from God. It was critical that he would not be a smooth talker, that there wouldn't be any room to attribute to him the fact that we accepted God. So God was purposely... God purposely had it that Moshe couldn't talk smoothly, but quite the contrary. Listening to Moshe speak would get on people's nerves because of the speech impediment. And then the Ran had explored this verse in which Moshe says, God, why am I? I'm going to go and I have this speech impediment. And even since you've started telling me this is my job, I still have this speech impediment. And God says, who makes a person speak? Who makes a person mute? And the Ran had said that the term yasim ilein, to make a person mute, is problematic because you don't make him mute. You make him have capacity to speak. By not giving him the capacity to speak, he remains mute. But what does the verse mean? God says, who makes a person speak and who makes him mute? It's just by default, you don't give him speech, he remains mute. That was the question we left off with last week. אמנם, כבר כתבו החכמים שעל צד העברה לשונות יאמר על מי שביטל סיבת הקניין, שהוא חידוש ההיעדר. Our sages said, the wise men have already written, that sometimes we use a borrowed term, that if you cause someone, if you stop someone from having the capacity to speak, so then we will say you made him mute. Right? Even though technically you didn't make him mute, but when you cause someone to lack something, so that's we do say sometimes the term to make, even though technically it's the absence of a positive, but we will use a proactive verb. V'zeu she'nemar, and the Ran says this is the concept that we say yotzer or uvorei choshech. God fashions light and creates darkness. Is darkness a creation? We saw earlier the Ran had said that darkness is the absence of light. So if darkness is merely the absence of light, how could you say God creates darkness? God creates light. And then when you don't have light, you have darkness. אבל פי שלא תיתכן בחושך בריאה, even though you can't say darkness is a creation, כן היא לתור רק כהדר סיבת האור. Darkness is merely the concept of darkness is the absence of light. So what do we mean when we say in prayer and the prophet says in Isaiah, God fashioned light and created darkness? He says it's a borrowed term. It's a borrowed term because when you cause something to be, even though technically you're not creating it, you're just making the absence of something else, when you cause that situation, that's called that you're making it. So when God makes it dark, even though technically he's just making the light go elsewhere, the dark is something that happens by default. At the end of the day, we call that God is making dark. ועל זה הצעד יאמר במי שחיבה הנר שהוא חידש החושך. With this concept, we sometimes will say that the guy who put out the light, the guy who put out the candle, the lamp, he made it dark. Did he make it dark, really? He just extinguished the light. וזה יהיה על שלוש מדרגות. And this concept really works in three different ways, on three steps, so to speak. בשתיים מהן תאמר פועל החושך לפי העברה הלשונית. In two instances, you could say God, you could say he made it dark, and you're really using a borrowed term. ובשלישית לא תאמר כלל. And in a third way, you would never say he made it dark. How so? האחת היא שיאמר על מי שקיבה הנר שפעל החושך. The first is our example. The guy put out the lamp, you say he made it dark. וזו היותר קרובה להיות נתלית בפועל על צד העברה. And that's a little bit more connected to his action. And really, still, it's a borrowed term that we say he made it dark. He didn't make it dark, he put out the light, right? But we say he made it dark. Hashinit, the second example would be, b'misha manah mishaya rotze ladlik ner babayit. Let's say someone wanted to light. He wants to turn on the light. You hold him back. No, don't turn on the light. So then you might say, you know, he's making it dark in here. Right? And now, is he making it dark? He's not making it dark. He's not letting you turn on the light. But is he making it dark? But that's again a borrowed term where we say he's proactively doing something when he's not really. We say he prevented you from turning on the light. He caused the darkness. Hashlishit, but the third case would be shelo yamer bo shu sibat ha'eder gam bederech ha'avara. In a third case, you wouldn't even use the borrowed term and say he made it dark, and that is in the following case: he b'mi shelo edlik ner bebeito. If a guy is sitting in his own home and he has the match and he has the lamp and he could turn on the light, but he doesn't, would you say he's making it dark? There, you wouldn't say he's making it dark. He chooses to sit in the dark. But you wouldn't use a proactive term and say he's making it dark, right? You guys see where the Ran is heading? So the Ran says, you wouldn't say about him, shelo yamer alav shu sibat heder haor. He caused it not to be light. He made it dark. Vezeum namu ba'adam. So this was all examples about a human being. Ach Hashem yitbarach enochem. So technically, he's addressing a question. How could we say God makes a person mute? What will you say? It's a borrowed term that God makes him mute? We said that you could only use a borrowed term to say he makes it that way when there was an option that either he turned off the light or he prevented someone from turning off the light. He made someone mute, someone who had capacity to speak, or he prevented someone else from giving someone else the capacity to speak, right? But God doesn't have to contend with anyone. God says about himself, I make people speak, I make people mute. How could you say that saying that God makes someone mute is a borrowed term? It doesn't fit into the first two examples. You guys following? You guys with me?
Yes.
Mike? Yes?
I'm
almost there. We said to use a proactive term, to make something, so you have to be proactive. You can make someone speak. Mute is default. You have to give him the capacity to speak. So the Ran had asked, why does God say to Moshe Rabbeinu, who makes a person mute? It is I, God says, I make him mute. The Ran says, why is that called you make him mute? You make him speak, or you don't make him speak. But you can't say, I make him mute. The Ran said, maybe you'll say it's a borrowed term. He says, when do you use a borrowed term? When you did something. Either you put out the light, so then we say you made it dark, even though technically dark is just a derivative of lack of light. What? Okay. Ki kmo shu sibat kol ofanei hakinyan, ken hu sibat kol ofanei ha'eder. God is really the cause of anything that happens in the world. God is also the cause of anything that doesn't happen in the world. Va'inyan hazeh hu al haderech shava'er. So this concept is the way I will explain. Yeah, this is the way it works. ידוע כי כל דבר שאי אפשר לספק בו שנפל במקרה לסידור הנחתו ועניינו מורה על פועל כיוון בו. It's known that anything that you see that you can't say that it happened by coincidence. You look at something, you can't say a coincidence caused this. So then that's an indicator as to the fact that someone did this. You look at a painting, you're not going to say a bunch of paint just fell down and made this beautiful painting. Someone had to have intent in order for something to happen. כאשר נאמר על ספר אחד מסודר מאותיות ותיבות, כי זה בלי ספק לא נפל במקרה. You find a book, a beautiful story, you're not going to say, well, I guess the cat just walked over the keyboard and this story came printed out. You don't say that. It didn't happen by coincidence, this story. אבל נעשה על ידי פועל כיוון בו. Someone wrote this, someone had intent, and that's why this looks the way it does. It has a certain order to it. הנה הפועל המסודר בלי ספק מורה על פועל סידר אותו וחידשו. Anything that has a specific order is an indication that someone gave it that order. Someone did something to make it be this way. You guys know that this is a classical mashal for the fact that God created the world. One of the rabbis was once approached by an atheist, and the atheist asked him, so he said to him, you see that painting? That painting was my cat, he dropped all the paint. So the same thing with this world. So the guy said, that's ridiculous. Obviously your cat didn't spill the paint into such a beautiful painting. He said, okay, now look at the world. Look at how everything works. Look at your body. Look at all of science. All of that, you're going to say it's a coincidence. ובזה אין הפרש בין שיהיה פועל השם יתברך בין שיהיה פועל אנושי. At this point, it doesn't matter if God did it or the human being did it. At any rate, when you see a certain order, that's an indication that someone did something here. אבל ההפרש בין שתי הפעולות הוא כי החיסרון שבפועל האנושי, שהוא העדר שבו, איננו מורה על כוונת הפועל שכיוון בהדרו. The difference in this area between the human function and the godly function is that when it comes to a human being, you don't say that he made what is here and he made what isn't here. Because the human being could only make what happens. But we don't have control over what's not here. So you attribute to the human being that which is here, but you don't attribute to him that which is not here. You don't say, he brought me he brought me a great car, but the back seat did not have $10 million in it. You don't say that. You know, what he did do, you say thank you, and what he didn't do, okay. You know, that's not that he didn't do, it's not that there's a proactive concept here. If you get a car from God and there isn't $10 million in the back seat, then you say, obviously God wanted me to have a car. So the car suddenly appeared in the driveway and it said, for you, from God. But there wasn't $10 million in the back seat. I guess God didn't want me to have those $10 million. So to God, we do attribute what He gives and what He doesn't give. You guys see where the Ron is headed? Yeah. When it comes to human functions, then you could only describe them as proactive when there's intent. Well, there's only intent in what we do. There's no intent in what we don't do. I was once privy to a conversation where a parent told this kid, I'm so sorry, son. I'm doing the best I can. I'm giving you everything I can give you. I gave you a Porsche. I gave you an apartment. Right now, I can't afford a yacht. I'm really sorry. I can't give you a yacht. I'd love to, but I can't. You know, I thought they were joking, but then I saw they were both serious, and the kid is like fuming. We don't attribute to the human being that which he does not do. We say what he does is what he wants to do. To God, we say, well, God has control over what is and what isn't. So whatever God does, that's all proactive. Whatever God does not do is also proactive. He makes it not that way. We're just short on time, guys, so I can't take questions right now. I'm sorry. כי הפועל המסודר אפשר שיבוא כי אם בכוונת פועל, והיעדר הפועל יבוא לאחת משלוש סיבות. The reason something is missing is because of one of three things. אם לכוונת מכוון בהדרו, sometimes you have a reason. You give your kid a chocolate bar and you give him half the chocolate bar, you don't want him to get cavities. You're not giving him a whole chocolate bar. So sometimes it is on purpose. ואם שלא עלה הלב הפועל ההוא ונשאר נהדר, or sometimes you didn't think, maybe he'd really like it if in the back seat I left him a bunch of nash. So you gave him the car and you didn't fill it. You didn't think of it. ואם שעלה הלב אלא שלא הספיק יכולת הפועל על הפועל ההוא ונשאר הידר. And sometimes you think, it's a good idea. I'd love to give him the car and fill it up with all kinds of goodies in the back seat. But I don't have the capacity to do it. One of those three causes. ולכן הידר הנמצא בפועל האדם אינו נתלה באדם כלל. So we don't blame a guy for what is not there. We say, you did what you did. What you didn't do is not proactive. כי איננו מורה על כוונה ממנו. But you don't know why I didn't do more than that. So you can't attribute positive proaction to not doing something. אחר שאפשר שלא בא הפועל מפני סיבות אחרות. We said there are multiple causes why you don't do something. So we can only attribute to the human being that which he does do. And again, the direction he's going is, but when God doesn't give something, God could do anything. So then to God, that's the one case where even though technically it doesn't fit our examples about a human being, with regard to God, we will say He made it dark. Right? Because at any given moment, He can make it light or dark. So technically, you'll say, well, that's like a guy who's sitting at home. He's got the match. He's got the candle. You don't say He's making it dark by sitting there without light. But with regard to God, you do. So that's where He's headed. We're just short on time, so I'm summarizing where He's headed. אך ההיעדר הנראה במעשה השם יתברך מורה הוראה גמורה על כוונה ממנו. When God doesn't give us something, when God holds something back from us, that's because God doesn't want us to have it at this moment. And then we attribute to God what we don't have. We do say, God made me not have $1 million right now. It's true. As far as I know, I don't think I have $1 million right now, right? So God made me not have it. כמו הדבר הנמצא במעשה בפועל. Just like God made one person have it, He made the other one not have it. With regard to God, we do describe something's not being there, that something lacking, we describe it as proactive. Ki kmo she'efshar she'yavo ha'poal kim b'chavanah mimenu, keni efshar she'yavo ha'eder kim b'chavanah mimenu. Because with regard to God, what you have and what you don't have is decided from above. With regard to a human being, could be he'd love to give you more, could be he wants to give you more. There could be many reasons why he didn't give you more. So you could only attribute to him that which he does do. You can't attribute to him that which he doesn't do. But with regard to God, there's no limitation. And that's where he's headed with the discussion that Moshe says, God, why you're sending me as a messenger and yet I don't speak clearly. And God says, who makes a person mute? Because being that God has full control over whether a person will speak or not, even though technically being mute is just the lacking of capacity to speak, but with regard to God, it is correct to describe it as making him mute, and the Ran is headed in the direction that he's been setting up, that it's not just that Moshe had a speech impediment. God wanted him to have a speech impediment, but that's what he has to prove. That in God's conversation and in the verses, you could see that it was on purpose. And that's why God describes a person being mute, not as a default. You know, a person is mute unless I give him the capacity to speak. But no, God makes a person have capacity to speak, and God makes a person mute. Even though being mute is the default, we can use the proactive term of making him mute. And that's where we're headed, Bezrat Hashem, next week.